Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to All Things Fulfill radio broadcast brought to you here at Blog Talk Radio. I'm William Bell, and we're going to be studying tonight on the subject of Is Obama the Antichrist? And of course, we're speaking of our president, President Barack Obama. Is he the Antichrist? We'll be talking about that in just a few minutes. First of all, I'd like to once again welcome you to our study to this evening. Also, I want to encourage you, if you are listening, to give us a call, and the number is 646-378-1919. It is a toll call, so of course, if you have unlimited long-distance service, shouldn't be a problem to you. We also have a chat room open, and I'll do my best to navigate in the chat room as well. And we do have a guest, and we appreciate guests being with us today, and want to thank you for stopping by. Now, if you are not familiar with the format of this broadcast, of this study, we, for the most part, delve into matters that pertain to end times events. And our aim is to do so with some sense of clarity, sensibility, bringing a bit of common sense into this discussion. And one of the reasons that we do is because we hear quite a bit of hype in the area of the end time. And so we want to make sure that we're being sensible about this, that we give people time to think, time to breathe, time to reason, time to contemplate, and time to make some intelligent decisions and reasons about those things that pertain to the end time. Now, I have ignored this question about Obama and the end time or the Antichrist for some time, and it just kept popping up. It just continues to pop up over and over and over again, because I actually monitor, you know, what are the hot buttons, so to speak, of end time subjects and what people are discussing and talking about. And I have found that this is one that, you know, would just keep coming up. I would try to ignore it, and here it comes again, and several times during the day, of course, this is on. And so I thought that perhaps we should address it a little bit from the perspective of the scriptures to see if, in fact, it is the case that President Obama is the Antichrist. Many people think so, and some people use that against him in his very successful bid for the presidency, claiming that, you know, he was the Antichrist, and as a result of that, attempting to dissuade people who were religious primarily, but also those who may have had less than, I would say, honorable or acceptable feelings about him, whether it was due to race or some other reason, and did not want to vote for him and wanted to influence others from voting for him by associating him with such a negative connotation. Of course, when you talk about the Antichrist, you're talking about the end time, you're talking about something that is supposed to be really a very dark and dismal picture of evil, and as a result, it is a way to influence the minds of those who are believers into accepting something or believing something that may not necessarily be according to the scripture. So let's talk about this Antichrist today. Let's see what the Bible has to say about it. And I want to say that it's really not that complex of an issue. It's really not that difficult of a subject to talk about and to understand. Yet many people confuse the subject because they are not willing to do some of those things I was suggesting from the beginning, when, of course, one of which was to be rational, was to be sensible, to be a little bit thoughtful and contemplative about the subject of the Antichrist. Now, we always say things on this broadcast that are quite challenging to the majority of people who are out there, not because we choose to be argumentative or dissent from popular opinion, but it is simply because when you read the Bible, most of what you hear out there, especially as it relates to eschatology and the end time, is contrary to what the Bible actually says. And people would be amazed if they sat down and just read their scriptures with an open mind, without bringing their prejudices to the table, and looked at what the text actually said. We generally do things in life with blinders on, and I don't care who you are, and I don't care where you are. You're looking at life through your own set of filters. We all do it. We have a context out of which we see things and believe things and do things. And our context for us is, for many of us, what's right for us. This is why they always say when you're talking with someone else, it's good to walk in their shoes. It's like the old saying, you know, walking in the moccasins of an Indian, if you please, so that you understand the other person's point of view. Well, we're going to look at a different side of this question when we talk about, is Obama the Antichrist? Now, I suppose that there are those who are very, very, who find President Obama as a very remarkable man, and I would agree with that. You know, he has mixed parentage. His father was from Kenya. His mother was American, a white American. And he's very well educated. I don't think anybody can doubt that. He's very articulate and has accomplished quite a bit in such a brief career, you might say, as far as his youth and his age. He has a beautiful family. And so there are a lot of things that are respectable about him. And many people would like to hate him just for that. They would like to put him down simply because he has so much on the upside, so much going for him. There are others who, of course, disagree with him politically because they stand on a different side of the political question. And believe it or not, when I get so many responses in terms of President Obama from the standpoint of the Antichrist, I probably get 10 times that from those who advocate themselves or who are, you know, Republicans, if you please, that talk about his policies and the things that he's doing or not doing as a president. And, you know, simply because he's a member of the Democratic Party, and of course, you know how the rant goes between Democrats and Republicans, et cetera, no matter what your political affiliation is. And I'm not here to discuss that, but I'm just letting you know that religious people, people who claim to be religious and they claim to be staunchly patriotic and American, feel to have a Democratic president is just totally un-American, especially from the perspective of President Obama. And so I receive a lot of mail. It's all, and you can feel the emotion in this mail and in these responses that they're making. And sometimes it's just absolute mockery on the other hand. And so we, you know, we're accustomed to receiving this information. But when we see this designation, is Obama the Antichrist? We want to delve into that. We want to talk about that just a little bit to see if that is the case. Now, the Antichrist is certainly a Bible subject. It is a Bible subject, and it is one that comes up when we talk about the end time. So if we're going to discuss the end time, it's impossible for us to ignore the subject of the Antichrist. Also, when we look at the Antichrist, we want to determine whether or not the Antichrist is an individual. Is it some person, figure, political figure? And when you talk about political figures, they have always been the primary targets for the Antichrist, especially in the paradigm of end-time prophetic teaching. If you look at those who see an imminent end of the world, they always use some political figure, and this has been going on for some time. I mean, it didn't start with President Obama. It started way back. I mean, this, you know, Mussolini was one of the earliest that I've heard of in recent years, that, you know, recent history, that people ascribe to be the Antichrist. And, you know, Stalin, Hitler, and many others down the road, you know, when a political leader begins to rise up and attain some status or prominence, becomes a world figure, you know, on the world scene, then people start ascribing this designation of Antichrist to them. Also, we've had, you know, as late as the former president, he was styled possibly as the Antichrist as well. And yet, we've seen this ebb and flow of political leaders come and go. And yet there is no end time associated with any of these political leaders. And for some reason, people do not tire and they do not sit back and think. Now, okay, we said that it was Mussolini and we were wrong about that. And then they come up with another name, you know, Hitler or someone of that caliber, and Hitler didn't fit the bill either. No end transpired as a result of that. And you move on through these political leaders, and yet the same result occurs each time. Nothing happens. Now, that should cause a person to kind of just back up a little bit and say, well, I wonder why nothing happened. I wonder why this didn't turn out to be the Antichrist. And the other point that they should think about, I would suggest, is, you know, why is this next person going to be so much more applicable as the Antichrist than any of the previous ones? Somehow they forget their failure rate very quickly. I mean, they've had a 100% failure rate in trying to determine who the Antichrist is. And with that 100% failure rate, they will zero in on the next political leader and believe that they are correct. Now, let's see. Let's say you're going to invest in the stock market, and you've been investing in the stock market, and you've had a 100% failure rate as an investor in the stock market. And then you're going to go and you're going to pick your next stock. And you believe that this stock is going to fly through the roof. It's going to make you a killing. But you have a 100% failure rate of choosing stocks. Now, what if that were your broker? What if your broker had a 100% failure rate, and he comes to you all polished with his attaché case, with all of his prospectuses on these stocks and bonds and funds, etc., and he says to you, you know, I know that I have failed every single time in the past, but this time I'm going to get it right. Would you be willing to invest your money with him? Well, I don't know how you treat your money, but I can assure you that I would not invest one penny in a broker who came to me like that with a 100% failure rate. And yet this is what people are doing with the Antichrist, and especially by ascribing it to President Obama. all of those people who have ever said a word about the Antichrist, in recent times as well as in not so recent times, have been absolutely incorrect 100% of the time. How then can people continue to believe that they're going to get it right? They tell me that the best predictor of future behavior is past behavior. Now, I agree that people can change. I agree that, you know, you can make amends from past behavior. But we can't ignore what the history is, and we certainly ought to be a bit cautious about it before we, you know, bet our last dime on it and take note of the fact that there has to be a reason why there is a 100% failure rate. Now, the scriptures that speak specifically about the Antichrist are found in the epistles of John. We do have much more teaching about the Antichrist from my perspective throughout the Bible, in both the Old Testament as well as the New Testament. And if we have time, I'm going to touch on some of those passages. And we may draw this out into more than one study so that if we don't get through everything today, which it's a chance that we won't, I will come back and talk about it again so that you can get a more thorough understanding of it. But we find the subject of the Antichrist, particularly where the Antichrist is mentioned in the epistles of John. These are the smaller letters of John that he wrote while he was working with the church at Ephesus. And the first time that we encounter the term is just absolutely mind-blowing, if you please, when you think about this 100% failure rate. And I want that to kind of stay with you. I want you to really think about that. I want you to contemplate people having a 100% failure rate and then expecting it to get right. See, there is a reason why this failure rate is 100%. And watch now. Currently, the claim is that President Obama is the Antichrist, at least for many. Now, there are those out there who say that he's not, and I acknowledge that, and I agree with that. But I want you to think about this concept of naming these political leaders or any other prominent person that they think has some impact on the current world or where they ascribe the Antichrist. Or if you are thinking that the Antichrist is just around the corner, that he's about to raise up his head and precipitate the end of the world. So let's consider that. Now, in 1 John chapter 2, 1 John chapter 2, starting in verse 15, I want you to get this context, because here is a context that discusses the end of the world. And we know that the Antichrist would come in the last days and be associated with the end of the world. So let's talk about that a little bit and let's see what happens. In verse 15 of 1 John 2, the Bible says, "Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away, and the lust of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever." Now let's look at verse 17 again before we go on. "And the world is passing away." This is the time for reflection. This is the time for contemplation. This is a time for reason. This is a time for you to just step back and ask yourself a question. What is the text saying? and the world is passing away. Now, who wrote this text? And why did he write such a passage at the time that he wrote it? Those, to me, are some very good questions. Why would John, who was an inspired apostle, who was anointed with the Holy Spirit, who cannot lie, by the way, it is impossible for God to lie, why would John write in the first century to the church at Ephesus and say to them, and the world is passing away? Now, John had to know something that perhaps we don't know today, or that many people don't know today. How could he have had such an insight into what was going on with the world to make such a statement that the world is passing away? This is a present tense statement. It's not a statement that says the world will one day pass away, as far as way off in the future, maybe in the days of President Barack Obama. That's not what he said. He said the world is passing away. And thus, he refers to something that is a bit more imminent, and not only imminent, but was actually in process and in progress at the time that he wrote the statement. And the world is passing away. So, John, how could you see and how could you say that this world is passing away? Now, to help us answer and understand that question or those questions, let's read another verse or two, because one of the things that we know is that the Antichrist is associated in connection with the passing away or the end of the world. So here's what he says in verse 18, still addressing the church in his day. Little children, it is the last hour, and as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come, by which we know that it is the last hour. Now, John says some other things about them, which we'll cover in just a moment. But let's break down this statement, because this is time for some serious contemplation here. He's mentioned in verse 17 that the world is passing away. But then in verse 18, he addresses the church as little children, which he's done several times in the chapter. In verse 12, he says, I write to you, little children. And so he says, little children, verse 18, it is the last hour. Now, how could John, who was an inspired apostle, the disciple that Jesus loved, who had the Holy Spirit, and therefore, when speaking under inspiration, could not lie? That is, the words that were inspired of God were not fables. Say that, little children, it is the last hour. So my point is this. How do we get President Obama into the day and time of John so that he can become this Antichrist that John said had already come? So much so that John knew that by the presence of President Barack Obama, the last hour had arrived. How do we, I understand that Barack Obama is a remarkable man. I mean, there are some amazing things about him. But what I cannot understand is how he could have been alive at the time John penned these words and yet remain alive all the way up to 2010. Now, I know there's some controversy about where he was born. Maybe we ought to start some discussion over when he was born, because for Obama, President Obama, to be the Antichrist that John talked about in 1 John chapter 2 and verse 18, he would have had to have been present with John and the church at Ephesus, therefore living in the first century, so that John could say the world is passing away because President Obama has already come. But that's not what he said. Now let's go on and look at the next verse. John says, and you remember, let me just back up just a moment. Remember, I sort of raised the question of whether or not the Antichrist was a single individual. And I'm going to cover this point very quickly because we're getting very close to the end of the broadcast for today. But he said, they went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that none of them were of us. Now, when you read that, it's obvious that this is plural and it is not singular, which is another issue with the Antichrist, and that is that people believe that it is a single person. And yet John talks about the Antichrist as a group of people. He says, they went out from us, but they were not of us. If they had been of us, they would have continued with us, but they went out that they might be made manifest that none of them were of us. Now, in our next broadcast, I'm going to get a little bit more detailed on why the Antichrist is not a single individual. But even if he were, the statement here says that he had already come. And we can't change that if we're going to believe the Bible. So how do people get so carried away in their thinking and in their misunderstanding of Scripture to believe that the Antichrist is someone that is going to appear in 2010, or that has appeared in 2010 in the person of President Obama? Somewhere, people are not reading the Scriptures. And they are making up things as though they are fairy tales and trying to enjoin them upon the Scriptures. Now, you've been listening to All Things Fulfilled. We want to encourage you to visit our website. We have given you more information on the Antichrist, but not only will you find information on the Antichrist from the perspective of, is President Obama the Antichrist, you will also find a tremendous amount of information on the end time, because there's something seriously wrong with the way the world or the majority of people are viewing the end time in light of the passages we're reading here. Now, you can always say that, well, John might have been mistaken. He might have missed it because he said it had already happened, and yet there are people saying that it had not happened. But you have to understand, John was an inspired apostle. And that's one of the things that we need to keep in mind. It has certainly been a pleasure being with you. And I'm very thankful that you have tuned in with us today. I look forward to being back at the next time, where we'll continue our discussion on the Antichrist from the perspective of the Bible. Until next time, this is William Bell saying, have a very pleasant afternoon and evening. Thank you.